relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
He has served this nation as United States Associate Attorney General. He has served as United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, but you know him as America's Mayor. He is none other than Rudy Giuliani, fighter for freedom and truth, and we are honored to open America First with him today. Mayor Giuliani, welcome back.
How are you, Seb? Good to talk to you.
I am very well. Things are moving in the right direction, and I cannot think of a better guest than Rudy Giuliani to comment on the blockbuster news of this morning. They talk about October surprises. We have a new category. It is the October blockbuster. One of the most sober journalists in America, a true professional who was, by the way, spied upon by the Obama administration. His elderly parents were also spied upon. Jim Rosen of the Sinclair Broadcast Group has confirmed today with his DOJ sources that the FBI launched a money laundering investigation on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, last year, and that criminal investigation is still happening right now. You know exactly what that means. Mayor Giuliani, when they say they are investigating one man and his business associates, what does that mean? Who is in the net? And could it be the Democrat candidate for the highest office in the land, Joe Biden?
It has to be, because the money laundering was being done for his benefit. And if you listen to his son's description of it on the hard drive, which no one has disputed, he makes it clear that Pop gets half of that. Pop, according to a text message of January 3rd, 2019, for 30 years, he's been taking care of all the expenses of the family, that's Hunter, and Pop requires him to kick half of the money to him. So every one of these deals is for the benefit of Joe Biden. And best evidence of that is How did Joe, on the salary of a senator, acquire five houses and live like a multimillionaire while he was in the Senate? He didn't become rich after. He became rich while he was in the Senate. Well, he became rich because he was using his son, his brother, his sister-in-law, and his other brother as bagmen.
In that case, the question is very easy. You have dealt with organized crime. You have dealt with terrorism. You have put people behind bars because they are a threat to the national security and safety of all Americans. Mayor Giuliani, in the history of our republic, have we ever been in a position where 4 days before a national election, one of the two candidates for president has the cloud of criminal investigation over their head?
Not that I know of. We've also never had censorship like this before in the history of our country, in which, yes, that's true, but 80% of the media haven't reported a single word about this. Big tech refuses to retweet it, notwithstanding Dorsey's lie before the Senate 2 days ago, to which he should have been arrested for perjury today. And, I mean, what I worry about, even with the FBI saying they launched this money laundering investigation a year ago, is why haven't they done anything about it? And why didn't they come forward with this when the president was being impeached? Because all of this would have proven that the president was innocent. But there was every reason to ask the president of the Ukraine to investigate clear criminality on the part of the Bidens.
This is a crucial point that I think is so often missed, that the three laptops that have there's no denial that they belong to Hunter Biden. They have been confirmed that these are the director of national intelligence has confirmed that this is not some kind of misinformation or disinformation operation. The mere fact that these laptops were given to federal authorities in December of last year as the impeachment craziness was being initiated by Nancy Pelosi meant that the FBI had the evidence to shut down the impeachment, to say the people who have to be investigated are the Bidens. That's my next question to you, Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He is the host of Common Sense with Rudy Giuliani. Follow him on Twitter at Rudy Giuliani and also RudyGiulianiCS.com. That is his CS, his Common Sense podcast. Things are trending in the right direction. The president is speaking at a rally in Michigan. The turnout has been incredible. The fact that we have Biden coming out of his bunker to give speeches in states that have been held to be Democrat states is a very, very important sign. God willing, if the president is reelected, what has to happen right after the election to the FBI and to Director Christopher Wray?
Well, I mean, I guess you should be questioned first, but I would like to know how he justifies holding this back. I'd also go back a little. I'd like to know how he justifies holding back the letter in his own handwriting of Brennan to Obama, saying that Hillary developed the Russian collusion plot in order to take pressure off her scrutiny of her laptop. I mean, that also would have completely negated any impeachment proceeding of any kind. So why is the FBI concealing that, even though it was requested by a House committee? I mean, maybe I'm missing some kind of national security concern, but it sounds to me like that. Well, let me put it directly. It sounds like they're pimping for the Democrats.
You mentioned national security. If we just ignore for a second all the money, the prostitutes, the strippers, the cocaine, the crack, isn't the real issue here, Mr. Mayor, that we have a politician who was for 8 years in the White House, has had a political career for 47 years, who wants to be the president, who clearly can be leveraged and blackmailed by our largest strategic competitor, the communist Chinese government? Isn't that the key issue for the election?
100%. You know, also, the things that Mr. Bobulinski brought out, if you combine it with what's in the laptop that's being concealed and denied to the American people, It's really an espionage case. I mean, the Bidens, if you put together the audio recording of Biden's comments to a stripper and the records, so the Bidens were doing business with two very high-level Chinese communist espionage. One, an intelligence officer, and the other, described by Hunter as the chief spy master of China. Now, the way I was taught the law, when you receive $2 to $30 million, which is what the contract was for, from espionage agents, there's a pretty good presumption that you've committed espionage. Nobody cares about it.
And we have...
What is Joe Biden doing getting money from two Chinese communist espionage agents and not being investigated for espionage?
And we have the audio. We played it here yesterday, Hunter.
We have the audio and we have the documents and we have the fact that there are text messages that make it even more criminal saying, conceal the fact that Joe is involved.
You've got to educate yourself on the facts. In the last 30 seconds we have with you, Mr. Mayor, what is your message to Americans across the country?
Don't get fooled by the propaganda. This is too important. This isn't about Republican, Democrat, Trump, Biden. It's about our country. Yeah. We elect Biden. We got this kind of censorship forever now.
It's
forever.
It's not.
We elect Trump. We can break this up. We can break this up real quick, and we can go back to a normal Democrat party, not a crooked one. And a normal Republican Party.
That's...
The whole reason for our problems is, since Clinton, the head of that party has become cancerous and corrupt.
It is a cancer. It's not about politics. It's about saving the nation. We've been talking to America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Listen to his podcast, Common Sense. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Friday, and what a Friday it is. We open with Rudy Giuliani. We're going to have Mike Lindell as he's campaigning for the president from the road. Jim Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to have, oh my gosh, Sarah Carter as well, and Scott Rasmussen. But I know who you're really waiting for. It's Trish Regan. She is the host of Trish Intel, the podcast, trishintel.com. Welcome, Trish Regan.
Good to be here. Among so many patriots, I might add.
Indeed, we are here because we love this country, and we love good news as well. I think I'm officially long in the tooth because I just had a significant birthday, which means I can remember the days, Trish, when people got excited as a GDP growth figure nudged 3%. I can remember those days. It seems
like 33.1%. Wow.
Okay, let's just stop.
Growth. It's the best we've ever had.
33.1%. It's 7% quarter on quarter, 33.1% annualized. You are the person we come to for trusted information about our economy, about the markets. Did you expect that kind of figure coming out of COVID?
Not quite as good as that. I mean, I did believe that we could see a V-shaped recovery, but I did not, to be perfectly fair. I mean, I know that the Atlanta Fed had predicted 33%. I thought, gosh, I hope so. But I still worry that there are parts of our economy that are still shut down in massive ways, right? The travel industry, the entertainment industry, sporting, all of that kind of thing. So all the more reason, Seb, for us to be completely blown away and super excited by this. It tells you we are back in a growth trajectory. Now, the previous quarter, we were down more than 9%. It was like the worst we had ever seen, right? Obviously, I mean, we shut ourselves down. We closed down the entire country. People weren't leaving their houses. So there was this sense of hysteria that just gripped America and really left us just the most, frankly, the weakest place we've really ever been since the Great Depression. And the question was, could we bounce right back out of that? Well, what do you know? Once people felt comfortable enough that they weren't going to die if they left their home, especially yes. if they were young and healthy, then you saw the economy generate growth again, 7.4%. So we're not, you know, people that are glass half empty are like, oh, you know, there's a couple percentage points less than a couple percentage points to go. Look, I'll take it. This is fantastic. Once the rest of everything gets going again, it's going to get better and better and better and better, provided we have the right policies.
Right. We were hoping for the president's V-shaped recovery. This isn't V-shaped, Trish. This is vertical. Yes. This is rocket ship.
Yes. In fact, if you actually look at it on the chart, it is a V. So you see, we were doing great. Boom. Second quarter, COVID hit. Third quarter, we opened up. We're right back up quite nearly where we started. And so we are absolutely, and you know what? I'm going to tell you, this matters for Tuesday.
Yes.
It really does, because this is, well, number one, it's evidence of why people should vote for him, frankly, you know, because the economy is everything. But two, I think this is what Americans know, Sab. They know, like, in their heart, what's best for me, what's best for my family, what's best for America's economy. And they're going to look at this and be like, yeah, you know, things are getting better. I mean, look at the Gallup poll, right? 56% of Americans are saying that they're better off now, pandemic and all, right? And that was taken a while back, pandemic and all, than they were 4 years ago. So, you know, people know that the economy is moving in the right direction. The mainstream media doesn't want you to know. Joe Biden doesn't want you to know, but in fact we are, and people can feel it. That's the momentum I'm talking about.
Is that something to be conclusion to be drawn from the fact that both the president and Joe Biden were speaking moments ago, and one of them had thousands of people there for this event cheering, and the other one was standing by himself as his audience were in their vehicles and he was talking about the coronavirus and the danger of a second wave? Is that something that impacts the market potentially?
The market itself, I mean, look, the market would love, they won't admit this, the JP Morgan guy did. He put a price target on the S&P of 3,900. My friend Adam Johnson over at Bullseye Brief has a price target of 3,600 on the S&P if Donald Trump wins by year end, mind you, which he told me he's looking to up. So, you know, you have smart people saying between 3,600 and 3,900 on the S&P. So that would be a double digit gain between November 3rd and December 31st.
Wow.
And then you have all these people allegedly, you know, on Wall Street that say, oh yeah, no, Biden would be great for the markets. Let me tell you, Biden would be, let me be cautious here. He's not going to be great. I mean, I actually would venture to say he's going to be disastrous in the long run. In the near term, if he's able to generate some what I call fake stimulus, then he will be marginally helpful. But it's not real growth. What this president has done, I'm telling you, it's phenomenal. We've seen real growth in our economy. And that's what we need more of, not handouts.
Can we even talk of a Biden presidency, Trish Regan, if we find out this morning that the FBI is actually taking, right now, it's undertaking a criminal investigation for money laundering of Joe Biden's son, Hunter?
So the question, right, Seb, is what role did Joe Biden play in all of this? You can't pick your family, but I'm really troubled by the constant conflicts of interest here and why there was no Chinese wall. Well, there may be other reasons for that.
American wall.
Right. No, but in his household, right? Like, you got to kind of set things up. I'm really troubled when anybody who works in politics has a very close family member that's also working as a lobbyist, right? It's just not right. It's unseemly. And, you know, sometimes you got to say, all right, well, my family is in this business, so maybe it's more appropriate if I, you know, do something else with my life. And so he was working from the year 2000 as a lobbyist, and he was actually, according to an article in Politico that was from August 2019, back when they actually reported on this stuff before he was the nominee, they actually detailed his clients, and a lot of those clients gelled with the ones that Joe Biden Sr. was trying to push in legislative matters. And so I'm troubled by that. There ought to be some serious rules against that. Then you go to his hedge fund paradigm that he was working on with his uncle in 2006. And again, there seemed to have been an effort. They talked a lot about how we can market to unions. And of course, unions were represented by Joe Biden. They eventually didn't. And then you get to the China stuff.
She's being very diplomatic. I don't need to be. It all stinks. It stinks to high heaven. And the Democrat candidate may be under criminal investigation himself. Follow this woman. Subscribe to her podcast right now. TrishIntel.com. Trish Intel, the podcast. And on Twitter, Trish_REGAN. Have a blessed weekend. Back with none other than the pollster of pollsters, Scott Rasmussen. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Only destroying the virus and building back the economy, they're focused on the creating ways for people to safely stop isolating and start gathering with friends again on a safe distances. This is about mental health as much as it is psychical. Not a country of fear or weakness.
That occurred yesterday during the show. That was, of course, the first lady addressing the crowds. We are a country of hope, not a country of fear. This isn't AstroTurf. Did you see fabulous footage? The handmade signs behind her. We love you, FLOTUS. Tampa loves FLOTUS. Guys, it's happening. You can make it a reality. 4 days to go. On the flip side, there are some heroes out there at the Biden rallies. If you missed this, somebody was in the front seat of a Biden rally, and I hope we find out his name because I want to meet this man. There are courageous people out there, and here's one of them. Cut 11, play cuts.
Towers, he said he was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. Then he cried, no, there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son in the Ukraine. Withhold $1 billion. The cancel of foreign relations. Son of a bitch, he got fired, right?
Oh, the classic last line. He got it in there. Guys, we need to post that right now. Post that video on our Twitter feed, our Facebook channel as well, because you have to see Biden's face. When that person in the crowd says, that's a lie, Biden. And Biden responds, oh, is it a lie? First thing you don't do is repeat the accusation. And then his face for the next 10 seconds caught red-handed. Not just that he's a liar, not just that he's not cognitively there or corrupt, he simply can't string a sentence together. Now, this next cut is very short, but it's important. This is from the Pennsylvania rally, and I'm going to take calls if somebody can translate for me what Joe Biden is saying. Play video cut two.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Play that two more times, one after another, because I want people to hear it, to see it on YouTube, and try and translate it into non-cognitively challenged English. Play cut, Eric.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
True and international pressure. It's the closest I can get. To mobilize true and international pressure. One more time, just for the fun.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
Call us. Tell us what he said, because I have simply no idea. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next up, my apologies for getting the timing wrong, will be Scott Rasmussen, one of the most reliable pollsters out there, who will give us his latest data as we are just 4 days away from the election. Well, we'll be joined by Mike Lindell in the next hour, who's campaigning for the president. If you haven't done so already, please exploit our relationship with that great American regular guest host of this show, guest host more than once. That's mypillow.com, up to 50% off if you use my name, for the incredible pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. The latest product is their weighted blanket. Wow. If you want to have a good nap, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Our phone number, if you want to call in and tell me what sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden actually said, it's 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. If you have that magic decoder ring that turns Biden incomprehensible gobbledygook into English, call us on 833-334-6752. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain today, please stop and listen. There is a product that is providing liberation from daily pain for tens of thousands of Americans, me included. It's called Relief Factor. Its ingredients attack the source of the pain, not your capacity to feel pain, which is what synthetic painkillers do. They actually remedy the situation by targeting the inflammation. Does that rhyme? Remedy the situation by targeting the inflammation. We've got to remember that one. I like that. I just came up with that. You can get the 3-week quick starter pack right now at, if you call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or just go to relieffactor.com. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Shouldn't you be the next Alicia? There's only one way to find out. Do it now. You know it makes sense. Go to ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. This is America First, back with Scott Rasmussen.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Today is the final day of my month-long campaign to help you by ensuring that our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom are fully funded and ready to spring into action if and when your religious freedom or free speech rights are threatened. My friends, we have only today to finish fulfilling that commitment to make sure that ADF is ready to protect you. At the start of my program today, we were just $17,000 short across the network. all of my colleagues of meeting that goal. You can make a difference right now. Today's the last day. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com, and make the biggest donation you can. I want to have a target for us of $11,000 in the next 2.5 hours. Maybe you can make personally a massive dent in that. We had a big donation yesterday. Or maybe we just have 11 of you give a gift of $1,000, and then we will have that treasury to take those claims all the way to the Supreme Court and fight for your freedoms. Everyone listening now, you can make a difference. Give as much as you can. Whatever you can give, just do it now. SebGorka.com, SEBGORKA, SebGorka.com, the ADF banner. Freedom is priceless. You can call them on 877 to donate. That's 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. ADF, fighting for all of us. SebGorka.com. What must it be like? I am curious to have a last name that is a brand. I think my boss is like that. Yes, he is. Trump is a global brand, but there's somebody else who has a last name that is a brand. He's none other than Scott Rasmussen. His name means integrity. It means reliability. He is the author of a fabulous work called The Sun Is Still Rising. Politics has failed, but America will not. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Scott W. Rasmussen. Scott, welcome back to America First.
It is always great to be with you, but I got to tell you, I'm just waiting for this election to be over. It is a tough time to be a pollster.
You said that in the break. I asked you, so how you doing, Scott? And he said, I'm ready for it to be over. Hang on, isn't this when you make the big bucks and then you take the next 3 years off and you just hang out in your swimming pool and your jacuzzi, Scott? This is your time.
This is our time, absolutely. And we take about 2 or 3 weeks off until somebody says, hey, who's the front runner for 2024 and what's going to happen in 2022? No, it's a fascinating and exciting time. But we're at the point where, you know, we're releasing our final polls. And it is no longer about what, you know, we're talking about. It's about voter turnout. Who's going to show up? And the campaigns have to get people to the polls. And that's where, and so I get to stress about the final days.
Well, my producer, Mr. G, said, Scott agreed to come on the show again, but you're not going to like what he says. Why? Tell me. What is it happening? Have you already said that sleepy, creepy Joe Biden has won? Give me the bad news first.
Well, the bad news is my national polling has been pretty stable. Right now, it shows Joe Biden up by 7 points. I do show a range of turnouts, and the best outcome for Donald Trump today would put him just outside the range he needs to pull off another college victory. So it's not over, but the president is definitely behind. And my state-by-state polling, we release it all at politicaliq.com, it shows the president is narrowly trailing in a series of toss-up states. Doesn't mean he can't win them. He certainly can. But states like Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, too close to call. And that's not good news if you want President Trump to be reelected.
So here's my response to you, somebody who is not a pollster, was bad at math all through high school. Here's my response. The Cato Institute, not exactly, you know, massive Trump fans, published the survey recently that got a lot of traction. That 62% of respondents were uncomfortable openly discussing their political affiliation because of the state of cancel culture. When you look at those Catholic high school kids from Covington, when you look at, you know, what happens when you wear a MAGA hat, the idea that people are afraid to talk about who they vote for, doesn't that really impinge upon the efficacy of any pollster? If you are afraid to say you vote for Donald Trump, then how do the pollsters get their information, Scott?
Well, you know, the Trafalgar Group is betting heavily that you're right, that people are going to lie to a poll because they don't want to admit they're voting for Donald Trump. And that's why they're showing right now that the president is close to even or perhaps even a little bit ahead. And bluntly, if they turn out to be right, I'll tip my hat to them. We do a lot of questions to try and figure out someone's support, and we do try to understand the possibility that they might be reluctant to say who they're going to vote for. I believe that it's a real problem, but I believe it's smaller, perhaps a 1-point difference in the polls. I will tell you what causes me as a pollster, and what if I was the Biden campaign would be terrifying me right now, which is the state of mail-in ballots.
Yes.
We're trying to understand, we've never polled in a pandemic before. We're trying to estimate how many people are going to really turn in their ballots by mail. A lot of these are younger voters. Snail mail is not a part of their daily life, so that's a challenge. And then you add to the fact that a lot of mail-in ballots are going to be rejected because they're improperly filled out. And the reason this matters so much is among voters who are going to go to the polls in person on Tuesday, Donald Trump is ahead of my polling by more than 20 points.
Wow.
Among people who've already voted early in person, Joe Biden is ahead, but not that much. But among people who tell us they're voting by mail, Biden is up by 51 points. Now, that means if we overestimate the number of people who are going to mail in their ballots, well, then we're overestimating Joe Biden's lead. If we underestimate it, then we're underestimating his lead. And then you add that factor. What if they didn't fill it out right?
Yes.
So this race, a lot of uncertainty at this point. I would say Biden's ahead, but I don't think he should be measuring the curtains, as they say.
You heard it here first, guys. All the more reason we have to commit. We have to get all our friends to the polling stations. Listen to this man. He's Scott Rasmussen. Follow him on Twitter, Scott W. Rasmussen, Rasmussen.com. He is the author of The Sun Is Still Rising. Get out and vote. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your calls next here from the ReliefFactor.com studios. We have to be as healthy as possible in the times of the coronavirus. For me, that means not just regular exercise and eating well. It means the extra help of balance of nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has created something truly remarkable. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that I take before every show that give me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, the nutrients that you can't live without if you want to be healthy. Do you want to be the healthiest you've ever been? Go to balanceofnature.com right now. Use my name, Gorka, for 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. You can call them on 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Who is the Alliance Defending Freedom? They're the people who stand up for all of us for free and take that fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Today's the last day. God bless all of you who've given for this cause that really affects all of us at our webpage, sebgorka.com. I want to bring in the big guns to make sure that we hit our target so all of us will be safer, and we're going to do that right now with Matt Sharp, Senior Counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, welcome to America First.
Thank you for having me on.
If you've never been in a court case affecting your religion or your freedom of speech, why should you care about Alliance Defending Freedom and your clients?
Well, let me give an example. We've got a case going on right now with a college student named Jack Denton, who is a student Senate president and found himself forced out of office because of statements he made on a private chat group for Catholic students where he brought his Catholic faith to bear on some of the pressing issues, like with the Black Lives Matter and the ACLU and all of this. And so I tell people it could be your grandson or granddaughter, it could be your son or daughter at college that finds their faith or their free speech under attack. And ADF is there to stand with them to make sure that their rights are protected and that they are able to achieve court victories against government censorship of their speech and values.
And what's the difference between, you know, there are big organizations out there that have been here for decades. What's the difference between ADF and something like the ACLU?
Well, ACLU stands in the gap for people of faith. Although the ACLU does not, you know, take cases for religious people or conservative people, ADF is standing in the gap for that. We do stand with Christians that find themselves under attack, whether they're on college campuses or a baker or florist that doesn't want to be forced to participate in a same-sex wedding. We stand with them in court to make sure that their rights are vindicated. And so that's what we do, is that we are there for all people that simply want the freedom to speak what they believe, to live out their faith, and to not be punished by the government for doing so.
We have to hit $11,000 today, and we can do it because we have incredible listeners across the nation on YouTube. What happens if ADF doesn't get fully funded?
Well, we get hundreds of requests for help every single month. And a lot of those we're able to take, but a lot we aren't. And so if we don't have the funds to hire new attorneys to be able to take these cases, then more and more Americans are going to find no one able to stand with them in the courtroom, no one able to stand with them before government authorities to fight for their freedoms. And so every single dollar that your listeners give enables us to do another case, to represent another person, to take another step to secure our First Amendment liberties.
God bless you for doing what you do. Support this organization. It could affect any single one of you listening, or your children or friends and family. Make the biggest donation you can today. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner and make an investment in your freedom. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, here on the Salem Radio Network.